Next patient is Robert Piquan. I'm going to spell it P-I-Q-U-I-O-N. This is the clinical case of a 57-year-old male that has FSGS and has reached stage 5 and has been in stage 5 for a long period of time. The most recent laboratory workup, the serum creatinine is 6, the BUN is 40, the glucose is 96, the BUN creatinine ratio is 7, the serum electrolytes are with the normal limits except the CO2, that is 19. We are going to continue the administration of bicarbonate in order to deal with this problem. The patient is asymptomatic. Given the fact that he's CKD5 and he has been losing kidney function, we are going to start the transplant evaluation. We are going to refer the patient to the Cleveland Clinic in Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N. Following over, arterial hypertension that is out of control. The blood pressure reading today is 120 over 88, which is a diastolic that is way out of control. For that reason, we are going to start the patient on CARES MCD, 120 milligrams on daily basis, on top of the amlodipine that he takes, period. Following over. The patient has evidence of metabolic acidosis with a CO2 of 19. The patient is to continue taking the sodium bicarbonate 650 milligrams three times a day. Following number. The patient doesn't have any evidence of anemia. Following number, the patient doesn't have any evidence of hyperphosphatemia. We're going to reevaluate in 4 months with laboratory workup. And as mentioned before, we're going to refer him to the kidney transplant program at the Cleveland Clinic in Weston. Paragraph, I invested a 7-minute review in the laboratory workup, 20 minutes of the time explaining the referral and the reason for the referral and 7 minutes in the documentation.